Utah Senator Mike Lee is one of a handful of congressmen backing a sweeping criminal justice reform bill in Congress. But with a new administration comes concerns over the bill's future. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
In 2015, Senator Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, introduced a bill that would overhaul the federal prison sentencing system. It would reduce mandatory minimum sentences for those with drug convictions, give federal judges more discretion in sentencing, and offer more rehabilitation programs to prisoners. The legislation attracted numerous co-sponsors from across the political spectrum, including Republican Senator Mike Lee and Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. Both men attended a criminal justice forum hosted by Google in Washington, D.C. on Thursday to talk about it. And Senator Lee says he still thinks the bill has a shot.
I think it's not only possible, I think it's an imperative. In other words, because there's such a morally compelling reason to do this, we got to make sure that it happens.
Lee says this doesn't necessarily mean the legislation will remain in its current form, but thinks there is enough room for compromise. Like so many things in Congress, the bill has languished during this lame duck session. It's even faced resistance from more conservative members of the Senate, like Senator Tom Cotton, who says it would lead to the release of dangerous felons. Senator Cory Booker says these fears are unfounded. He says there are currently people serving more punitive sentences for possession of crack cocaine than the law requires.
And so now there are people rotting in prison, watching people who did the same crime or worse come in and out of prison, and they're stuck there. Their very existence casts a shame over the values of our country.
The U.S. has the highest incarceration rate in the world, and Booker argues that this has perpetuated a culture of criminality, with more money being diverted to prisons than treatment. Both Booker and Lee hope the bill, called the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act, will have its day on the Senate floor next session. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.